I mean, I worked hard, you know, and, you know, it's an individual award, but also, you know, I feel like it's a team achievement. You know, without these guys, I wouldn't be able to make the plays that I make, you know, and put in a position, you know, from the coaches also.
You make it despite every quarterback that rolls through here. You just keep going.
You know, that's the name of the game. Next man up. It's the NFL. You know, you can't put your head down no matter who's throwing you the ball, you know, or what's going on around you. You got to do your job.
Can you talk about yourself with some of the catches that you make?
Yeah, sometimes I do, actually. I ain't gonna lie. yeah, especially the Cincinnati catch. Yeah, that one surprised me the most, probably.
What do you think about this opportunity to pose in front of you on Sunday to win and win the AFC South after?
We're taking it one game at a time. You know, we're not looking, you know, beyond Tennessee. So, you know, I really can't go deep in depth in that question because, you know, right now we're just worried about this one game.
Was it to maintain your composure in light of some of the things that have gone on between, like the Panthers and the Giants? And do people trash talk that much nowadays, or do you not really get subjected to that?
People been trash talking like that since football has been invented. You know, so it's not nothing new now. I think it used to be worse back in the days. It's just now they got mics on the field where they can hear what people are saying.
You ever got anybody ever gotten in your? In your head, or are you getting in anybody else's head that you've noticed?
Nah, and I don't feel like he got in Odell's head at all. You know, I feel like, you know, it's just two competitive guys going at it. You know, I don't think neither one of them got in each other's head. That's just how some people play football.
When you got your Pro Bowl bid, who did you hear from? Who were some of the first people that congratulated you?
Rick Smith called me. You know, I was walking around the mall. My little sister, he called me, congratulated me before he got out to the media. You know, I thought that was pretty cool, especially from a guy that believed in me to be here.
How about from your family? Who'd you hear from? And what was your reaction when you heard?
You know, I was kind of excited. Well, surprised. I was definitely excited, but I was kind of surprised, you know, about it. You know, because I know a lot of great receivers, you know, are doing good right now. So, you know, you never know how that can work out. You know, but, you know, my whole family texts me, everybody, you know, friends I haven't heard from in years text me and congratulated me.
Where were you when you got the news?
I was walking around the mall with my little sister, yeah.
DeAndre, does the focus need to be a little bit sharper this week with possible distractions of Christmas and day off on Friday so close to game day?
Yeah, it definitely has, but we have a veteran team here. You know, they're not going to let guys slip or let guys lose focus. So, you know, I don't think that'll be a problem in this locker room.